This goes to Dr. Douglas Poff, P-O-F-F, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, middle name A, like Apple, Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, date of birth June 17th of 1942. Dear Dr. Poff, this is a telemedicine consultation visit for Mr. Ridge, a 79-year-old male patient who's sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels for the last 2 years. Since April 29th of 2020, his creatinine level has been elevated. The estimated GFRs have ranged between 45 and 54 at best, until January 3rd of 2022, when a creatinine was found to be 1.71 and GFR was 37. So that was quite a marked change, and the referral was made for nephrology evaluation. The lab was rechecked 2/10 of 22, and creatinine was back to baseline at 1.27 with estimated GFR of 53. He's having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. His biggest complaint is occasional swelling of his ankles and feet, which comes and goes, and it does resolve spontaneously without any intervention. He does try to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He's pre-diabetic and does not require medication, but blood sugars are consistently elevated when checked, fasting sugars. He's had no current chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic shortness of breath with exertion. He quit smoking in 2018 and smoked for more than 60 years. So he's got chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and gets short of breath with that. He will cough and has clear sputum production. No hemoptysis or purulent sputum is noted. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He did have a history of prostate cancer many years ago and had a total prostatectomy. He does have urinary dribbling at times, but feels as if he's able to empty his bladder fully, and has nocturia up to 2 times a night. Urine is not cloudy, and there's no blood visualized. No claudication symptoms with exercise. No rashes or skin lesions are noted. Past medical history is significant for many years of hypertension, COPD, secondary to smoking for 60 years, chronic low back pain, a previous history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, then prostate carcinoma. He's had a colon polyp in the remote past, prediabetes or dysmetabolic syndrome. He has had colonoscopies. He had lumbar fusion and a total prostatectomy. Social history, the patient is married. He's a retired worker from General Motors. He quit smoking in 2018, occasionally consumes alcohol, but does not use illicit drugs. Family history is significant for his father had kidney carcinoma. Also hypertension, glaucoma, and brother and father both had congestive heart failure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to naproxen, and that causes vomiting and stomach pain. He has anaphylactic allergy to bee sting. Medications, he's on Spiriva Handihaler, one inhalation once daily, Mevacor 40 milligram daily at bedtime, Benicar is 20 milligram daily, and Tylenol 500 milligram 1 to 2 daily as needed for pain. Physical exam, his weight is 177 pounds, blood pressure 123 over 70. Lab studies, most recent lab studies were done February 10th of 2022. His creatinine was 1.27, electrolytes are normal, calcium is 9, albumin 4, phosphorus is 2.7, hemoglobin is 13 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. He had a urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio done January 6th of 2022. That was mildly elevated at 30.4. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.4. And his lipid panel triglycerides were elevated at 222. Otherwise, all other figures were within normal limits. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating levels. History of prostate carcinoma with total prostatectomy. Hypertension, currently well controlled. We are going to schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound and a post-void bladder scan at Carson City Hospital to rule out obstructive problems. He can continue to do labs every 4 months, and they would be due next in April. And a lab order was sent to the patient and also sent to the Carson City lab. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll continue to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was directed by and coordinated with him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.